By dinner time that evening, Abbot Glisson felt he was close to the end of his tether, as did Corksnout Spickle and one or two others. Glisson watched the laird Bosey MacScrutter of Bowlaney bounding off to his chosen room, calling cheerily,
"I'll be back in the twitch of an ear, dunno. It doesn't take me long to freshen up and change for dinner."
The abbot slumped down on the stairs, sighing,
"At least it doesn't look like he's escaping to inspect the kitchen and larders again."
Corksnout clenched his powerful paws.
"Did you see the number of barrels and kegs that he opened in my cellars, sniffing and sampling? I tell you, father, it was all I could do to stop myself reaching for a bung mallet and sending him off for a good afternoon nap with a sharp tap."
Skipper August shook his head and chuckled.
"Stop me, Rudder, but you can't help liking Bosey, can you now? He's an amusing beast, oi, and good company too, even though you can't understand everything he says."
The abbot smiled ruefully.
"I suppose you're right, Skip. He does possess a certain charm. Oh, I think my old bones are setting. Lend a paw here, please, or I'll end up stuck fast and miss my dinner."
Taking hold of the abbot's paws, Skipper and Corksnout hauled him up off the stairs. On the way into dinner, Samuelus caught up with Glisson and had a whispered word with him. The father abbot nodded understandingly.
"Of course, friend, you have my permission."
Dinner at Redwall was always a pleasant and lively event. Before the abbot arrived at top table, every beast was already seated, listening to a rendition of a Dibbon song. This was performed by a notorious crew known as the DAB, Dibbons Against Bedtime. They were a raucous bunch of infants, constantly in rebellion against authority. A very tiny mouse babe conducted with a spoon as they sang. What they lacked in melody, they made up for in enthusiasm, particularly the small mole's bass section.